ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب. الله تعالى grant you عافيت and good health. الله تعالى take great work دين and شريعت from you. حضرت مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours this morning.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. آمين 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 to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on Surah Safat, chapter number 37 and verses number 146, 147 and 148. We are currently discussing the incident, episode, event of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, Jonah, peace be upon him. He was sent to a place called Nineveh, current day Mosul, and that is in Iraq. And Yunus alayhi salatu salam, Jonah, his honorable name is mentioned 4 times in the noble Quran. It means to be familiar, and the entire surah and chapter is dedicated to this mighty messenger of Almighty Allah, chapter 10, Surah Yunus. Nevertheless, so they threw him overboard and into the ocean, into the river, into the dam, whatever. فَلْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ, and then the fish swallowed him, remember that. وَهُوَ مُلِيمِ, and he was rebuking himself. فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُصَبِّحِينَ, if he had not read the tasbih and glorification of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 21, verse number 87, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Whenever we are in difficulty, read it abundantly. Don't worry about the adad and the quantity, that by Almighty Allah, quantity is not the criteria, the quality is the criteria. So always read it daily, mashallah. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Almighty Allah will rescue and save us. لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, then it should have remained in the belly of the fish, the whale, and right till the day of justice. Then whether he stayed there 40 days, 3 days, some ulama say 40, some say 3. Be that as it may, فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْأَرَاءِ وَوَسَقِيمِ, and then we cast him out from the fish, and there in a barren land, لَا حَجَرَ وَلَا شَجَرَ وَلَا ثَمَرَ, no stone there, no tree there, no fruit there, nothing. وَوَسَقِيمِ, he was very, very ill and weak and so forth. All that we did already. Now today's lesson, chapter 37 and verse number 146, our starting point. Almighty Allah uses the plural, the royal pronoun, as a symbol of respect and reverence, and to stamp his majesty, authority and sovereignty. You, the entire creation universe, you can't do this. Only we can do it. I can do it. To stamp his majesty, sovereignty, authority. Almighty Allah says this. Now Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, Jonah, in that barren land. So what happens then? وَأَنْبَتْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَجَرَةً مِّنْ يَقْطِينَ, and we let it grow, and it will be for him شَجَرَةً, a plant, مِّنْ يَقْطِينَ, from the pumpkin, you see. So when we study the Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal. We should not be studying the life history, biography of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam only in Rabiul Awwal. Every day we should be studying. Now take all these facts. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yuhibbu ad-dubba. Open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Shamail Tirmidhi and so forth, you will find he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam love pumpkin. You know, today when you have your kari kichri, then you have pumpkin with it. And remember, in Urdu they call it kadu. And you must remember Dudi. So Dudi is your color blanche, your color beige, whatever. So you must remember that, and then you call it your gourd. So G-O-U-R-D. So all these words, your color beige and your pumpkin, and all fall in the same family. So the pumpkin family. So one generic term, pumpkin. But all, if you eat any of this with the intention of sunnah, inshallah, you will be rewarded and so forth. So وَأَنْبَتْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَجَرَةً مِنْ يَقْطِينَ. So Almighty Allah gave him this. These are creepers. So now he's so weak. So Almighty Allah let that grow there in that barren place, and out of the qudrat and mercy of Allah. So this is Allah's benevolence, mercy, that Allah will sustain you wherever you are. But we must become Abdullah, the true slave and servant of Almighty Allah. And Almighty Allah rescued him in this way. وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ مِيَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ. And we sent him. We, again, the royal pronoun. That إِلَىٰ مِيَةِ أَلْفٍ, to a place, Ninwa, modern-day Mosul, Mim Waw Swad Alam. And that is to 100,000 people. أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ بَلْ يَزِيدُونَ. أَوْ in the meaning, that definitely more than 100,000. You don't say أَوْ is for sure. And doubt, Allah forbid, but Allah, there's no doubt. If you say Allah got doubt, you go out of the fold of Islam. Allah Ta'ala's knowledge, all embracing, all encompassing, comprehensive knowledge. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Your Allah Jalla Wala never ever forgets. So we need to be very clear on all this. So إِلَىٰ مِيَةِ أَلْفِينَ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ. Therefore, when you study the Bible and so forth, it tells you 120,000 people were there. Now this qawm of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, this people who he warned them, and then he felt that the punishment is imminent. So before the punishment goes, let me go away and, you know, leave from here. But it was not with the permission and consent of Almighty Allah. It was his own ijtihad. It was his own personal opinion. And remember, therefore, Almighty Allah said no. So you can't call this a sin. Allah forbid, all prophets and messengers are ma'soom, protected from vices and sins. Yes, you can say it is a mistake. Mistakes can happen, remember that. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mistake in salat also. So Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah Yunus, chapter number 10 and verse number 98. فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرِيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَاهَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسْ. So remember that any place where they bring Iman, then it will be beneficial for them. But for the people of Yunus alayhi salam, they're supposed to be punished, but Allah's special mercy came to them, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala then remove the punishment. See the next line. Lamma amanu, when they brought true iman, kashafna anhum adab al khizi, then we remove from them the punishment of humiliation and disgrace. Fil hayati dunya, in this worldly life. Wamatta'anahum ila hin, and we gave them a wonderful life for a certain time and a certain period. Chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verse number 98. So this is what Allah is telling us here. فَآمَنُوا. Now after all this episode, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam came back to them, and now the people had brought through Iman, faith, because now they knew they're in serious problem. فَمَتَّعَنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينَ. And then we gave them a peaceful, comfortable life. So it shows in various places in the Noble Quran, if we become Sachcha, Pakka, devoted, dedicated Muslims, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will change the halat and the conditions. And this is enshrined in the Noble Quran. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهَلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. If the people of the towns and the cities, what they do, two qualities they have to bring in within themselves, true iman, not people who are sitting on the fence. When you sit on the fence, you are guilty of committing a major offense. وَاتَّقَوْا, and bring true taqwa and piety. Me and you, we are sanctimonious today. We have a double identity. Rabiul Awwal come, 12 Rabiul Awwal come, we want to be pious. And after that, then all hell breaks loose. In majority of the cases, that is not taqwa. Taqwa is to have the love of Almighty Allah, respect of Almighty Allah, stay away from all the haram things, haram speech, haram food, haram places. All that is taqwa. لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Then definitely we will open for them the barakat, the blessings from the heavens and the earth. Chapter number 7, Suratul A'raf, verse number 96. It does not mean there will not be tests and trials. There will be, but you will see Allah's special favor will envelope you, encompass you. Allah knows we are weak, but we are trying at least. And therefore, فَمَتَّعَنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينَ. So we gave them that peaceful life, comfortable life for a certain period. So big lessons for all of us to learn. Say Alhamdulillah, say Allahu Akbar, O Muslim, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today is the 5th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446 and is day number 339 today. And remember, we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally and globally. And Alhamdulillah, we are very proud of him, our brother from Jordan, his name Mahir Jazi. Mahir means to be an expert. What an expert he turned out to be. He was a soldier in the Jordanian army, Urdun. Jordan is called Urdun. And he retired. He was not fired, as the Zionist Harami press are reporting. He retired. And he was driving the truck from Urdun, from Jordan into Palestine, occupied Palestine and so forth. So there was no real checking. They said, yeah, go through. They didn't see the pistol. On Israeli side, the Jutlas, Haramis didn't see the pistol. He came out of his truck and so forth. A master marksman. And he put one bullet straight in the three Israelis' head. One shot. Three Jutlas dispatched straight to hell. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahu Akbar. That our Mujahideen. One settler, one bullet. These were security personnel there. And everlasting doom and gloom, roasted and toasted in Jahannam, in the hellfire. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy. The Jordanians are very happy. The Muslims throughout the world are happy. Teach them the lesson that they understand. Therefore, I sent out to you last night, if you're on my groups and so forth, then one Jordanian MP remarked, and he said, this is the only language, Netanyahu, and Smotrich and Ben-Gvir understand, the three musketeers, the three super terrorists and haramis. We will never apologize. We will never compromise on these issues. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلُ لَنَّ أَتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ. Hafiz Ismail Haniya al-Shahid, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ, sold to the Jews by the Shias, the Kufar Shias, and they themselves also are non-Muslims. So they cut the deal and they martyred and murdered him there in Tehran. So what you see, he said, we will never ever recognize Israel. So you want the war? We'll give you the war, because we prepared to embrace death and you hate death. That is the big difference. Now in the weekend, Saturday night, because they have the Sabbat on Saturday and after sunset, then all the marches, protesters, 750,000 1,000 plus people marched there in Tel Aviv and different parts of Israel. First time in the history of Israel, so many Jutlas marching against Bibi, against Smotrich, against Ben Gvir. Seal the deal now, and we want elections now, and you must resign now. So that is what is going around the whole world now, that free Palestina from the river to the sea. So these are the words echoing in different parts of the world. We're very happy about it. Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. Chapter 59, verse 14. You think the Jutlas and the Jews, our hearts are united? Nay, their hearts are totally fragmented, disunited. Why? Chapter 59, verse 14, in the 28th Supara, 28 Jews. Zalika bi'annahum qawmun la ya'qilun. They got no brains at all. So what they did last night? Remember the previous few days, they murdered and martyred Aisha Noor, American Turkish citizen, and they said they'll investigate. They murdered Shirin Abu Akila, she was a Christian, and will investigate. They murdered innocent babies and children, they'll investigate. The investigation of the Jutlas and the Zionists and terrorists and apartheid regime and committing the Holocaust for the past 77 years. So remember is what? That it is not worth the paper on which is written. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. So again, a distraction now. So last night they attacked Damascus. Dimashq is the proper pronunciation. If you know Arabic, Damascus, the oldest city in the world with the population in it, according to majority historians. So they attacked them and they killed 5 people. That's in the DNA of the Jutla, the Jew, and the Zionist. Kill, 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 and steal, steal, steal. That is their job. Therefore, their own rabbis, who are not scholars for dollars, the true ones, they speak against them. And they say, nobody got the right to go to Aqsa al-Mubarak. Nobody got the right to establish the state of Israel and so forth. But they are in the minority. Let us see, you must remember that what they are doing now. So 11 died in Morocco due to floods. You see, Morocco never sell out the king there. He made peace with Israel because both parties are crooks. So there, the king and them, they stole the Western Sahara and incorporated it into Morocco. Israel stealing more and more land and land grab of the Palestinians. So Trump told them, both of you are crooks, so you all better make peace and I will see that we will recognize you. So that is how Trump deals with it. Trump is very, very sad and upset. He's upset with Putin because Putin said, I endorse Kamala Harris. There's one Fundi. Fundi, you don't understand, is an expert. From 1984 till now, 40 years, he always forecast and predicted the correct one, except one where the elections was cooked up, you know, and that's the time I was in America. 2001 side was Al Gore and the other side was George W. Bush and so forth. So remember, they cooked it up in favor of George W. Bush. So this expert in Fundi, he says Kamala Harris will win. We saw a white man there in the White House. We saw a black man in the White House. Now you're going to see a what? A garam masala lady in the White House. That's what it seems like. I told you that last week. Kamala Harris, it looks like that she will be winning it. They're cooking it up already. Venice Film Festival, films all that are haram. But for us, this is very good news. So therefore, we carry it. You see, they have these film stars and festivals, who are the winners and so forth. And then they dedicate it. So they call the actors, they call the producers, all that. Some of them are Jews and Jewess. And they say that we dedicate this prize and this award to the people of Palestine, to the children of Palestine. But the person is a Jew or a Jewess. Can you believe that? Allah Jalla Wala controls the heart hearts of humanity. Allah is disgracing the Jutlas locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. And therefore we say, without any apology, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. United Nations told Sudan that we will bring in a United Nations force and army. Sudan said, go to hell. So you must remember the RDP, or whatever you call them, the Rapid Force or what have you. So they sponsored by UAE, Emirates, Haramis, and they are raping our women, and the Sudani army is raping their women, and so many problems going on there. But the last thing we want is United Nations to poke their ugly nose there inside. Venezuela opposition leader took flight. He was there, Gonzalez, in the Spain embassy in Caracas. And from there, Venezuela told him, get out from here now. So now he has got and received asylum there in Madrid, and there is in Spain now. So kicked out forever. Tell Maduro. Maduro is our man. Every person America hates, we must love them. You see that? That's how your politics works. And then you will understand what is the real politics. Muhammad Yunus, remember, he is the leader, interim leader of Bangladesh. He told the United Nations and the people who came there to visit them and said that we have 1 million plus refugees here. Majority of them Rohingya Muslims from Burma. So we must expedite it, and they must be sent to a different country. Whichever country is prepared to accept them, we must work that out, and then eventually they must go back to their homeland, and that is Burma. And they cannot be living like this, stateless and so forth. That was a good move by Muhammad Yunus. Philippines, you Christians, what you say? So now in Philippines, there's a pastor, the Kingdom Church of Jesus Christ, something named like that, and he's got millions of followers. You know, masses are asses. But what was he doing? He was guilty of woman trafficking, child trafficking, some of them 12 years old. So now they arrested him. And remember that women and children, girls, 12 years old, by this pastor, his name is very difficult for me to pronounce, you know, but this is how they go. So either they busy with pedophilia, or either they busy with trafficking young girls and making them into prostitutes, and all in the name of the church. I told you the story many a time. One side was a monk and other side was a nun, and then the gravity was too good, you see. So chemistry, gravity was too good. They came nearer and nearer, and in the church, then you found the monk and the nun busy with some monkey business. So that is what they do. Remember, haramis. Taboon, another taboo character, you must remember that. These Arab countries, tenpot dictators, remember that. So Algeria, this guy wins. How much? 94%. Can you believe that? So remember, the army supports him. Why? Because they know their perks and all that. So he's in charge there. I've been to all these countries, you know, and you see crazy people, remember. Even their visa system, they write it with a pen. Can you believe that? So Algeria and Morocco and Tunisia, and I was amazed, man, all three of them. So Taboon wins the elections there in Algeria. So now he will be ruling for next 5 years unless somebody puts him away. So thousands and thousands of people march for Imran Khan, PTI, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, the Justice Party. They say he must be released immediately. And in Islamabad, they cordon it off. They didn't allow them. It is the truth. You can ask any Pakistani who's got some common sense. If they have free and fair elections today, Imran's party will win landslide. But Choro ki hukumat hai, a bunch of thugs and so forth. You have the Bhutto family, Zardari is there, Bilawal is there. So Zardari is, remember who? Benazir Bhutto's husband. She died and she was killed also. And Bilawal is the son. And you got the Sharif family, Nawaz Sharif and Shahbaz Sharif. So all these are the thugs, remember, that they have stole millions and billions already over the years and so forth. India, all Muslims, all Muslims throughout the whole world, and more so, me and you, our forefathers came from India. When our forefathers were in India before they migrated and left and went to Canada, America, Africa, and other parts of the world and so forth, many of them were very, very well to do. So they gave their land for a mosque, for a masjid, for a qabristan, a graveyard, or they gave their land for a madrasa, Darul Uloom. You call that waqf. Waqf means an endowment, that nobody is the owner, only Almighty Allah is the owner. So now the Indian parliament, the bill is sitting there by them. If that bill is passed, then remember that the Indian apartheid terrorist government will have the right to steal and take away all the waqf land that is laying there empty and so forth. Can you see what they're doing? The ustad and the teacher are the haramis, the jutlas and jutlis, the Jews. And who are the students? The Hindus and the mushrikeen and idol worshippers. Modi, the super terrorist, we know what he did in Gujarat. And we know the apartheid regime of the BJP and the RSS. Jao, jao, Pakistan. Jao, jao, Kabristan. They tell the Muslims, pack up and go to Kabristan graveyard, or we will send you there, or go to Pakistan. So now they want to steal. So what must we do? You just go to the websites and so forth, and put there India and Waqf land and so forth, and you only got 2-3 days left, few days to object on it. So wake up, you millions of Muslims, what your forefathers did. 700 years they rule, these haramis, these terrorists, Modi and company, the apartheid regime they have, they want to erase all that and make India Hindufta, a pure Hindu state, like what Jews say, the Jutlas and the Zionists say, this is a Jewish state. Almighty Allah states in chapter 5, verse 82, you don't understand chapter and verse, the last verse of the six Supara, six Jews. Before وَإِذَا سَمِئُوا لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies will be the Jews and the mushriks and the idol worshippers. We never ever said every Jew, every Hindu, but we definitely did say and will say and are saying majority Jews and majority Hindus are our arch enemies. And you can just see the unholy alliance between Israel and between India. Unless you're blind, then we can't help you. China bans foreigners from adopting Chinese children. You see that? So China, they know what they're doing. That once they allow this, then people will smuggle them and do a lot of things. Don't you see the Jutlas, how they are trying to steal and you must kidnap the children because we don't even know if the parents are alive or martyred and so forth. So chaos, South African news now, chaos in Bethlehem. So there was an air show, right? And air show, the planes are spinning and showing off and that. And then some disaster took place, 19 cars damaged, Freistadt, Bethlehem. Bethlehem, Beitul Lahmin, the place in Palestine where Jesus was born. Sayyidah Maryam gave birth to him miraculously. Jesus is a Palestinian. Sayyidah Maryam, Mary, the Virgin, is Palestinian. You got it, Jutla? So one Jutla, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Becky woke up, you understand, from his slumber. He says there must be a renewal of the ANC. Naledi Pandor woke up also and she said the ANC will keep on losing votes and votes and votes. You'll only woke up now after you'll serve so long. So remember that from top to bottom, this corruption, this crime, this cronyism, what will be the legacy of the ANC? Now they are part of the GNU, they say, Government of National Unity. Anybody you ask who knows South African politics, they will say that they came into power and corruption started like no man's business. Crime went beyond control and they brought load shedding, water shedding, and look at the prices escalating and so forth. How can Joe the plumber, Joe the builder survive? Virtually impossible, very difficult. Helen Joseph observe, I remember Helen Joseph Hospital. My beloved mother was not only in ICU. In the ICU, a special ward for 7.5 weeks she was there, and then she passed away. Allah ta'ala ghariqi rahmat nasib farmai. Allah grant our mothers, fathers, parents, every person who passed away with Iman and Islam, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And they gave very good service. The nurses would come by me and say, "Fundis, when a tandaza maningi, you're praying too much, Fundis." You see that? They used to see me making dua and crying and all. Anyway, so now Helen Joseph is no more a hospital. So the doctors are there. They gave interview to the world and they say Helen Joseph is a circus hospital. I told you, South Africa is a wonderful country. Our government is a big circus. In parliament, we got comedians. Now our hospitals also have become a circus. Go and see. The interviews are all available. Look at the state of the bathroom, the toilet, the beds and the linen. An absolute shame and disgrace, you must remember. Therefore, our fatwa verdict is medical aid is permissible. Programs for today, listen very nicely, very nice programs. Visitors, 8:30 to 9 will be our program. Mona Zaid will interview me. Visitors coming to South Africa, right from any part of the world. We have some big advices for them. And then second one, remember, will be the tafsir between 1 and 2 tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30, our report back of last week's activities. Very interesting, mashallah. And the Muslim woman is out. The latest Muslim woman is out. All you ladies, sisters, you bust up money in what and what is 25 rand. So buy a copy, inshallah, and encourage others also, men, women. There's a Q&A there. My page is there with Allah's help. An article on Najran. Allah speaks of Najran in the Noble Quran also. So therefore, wonderful, wonderful lesson. So Allah ta'ala reward all the sisters who are contributing, mashallah, to the Muslim woman. Wonderful magazine. Jim, Maulana Salim, we're ready for you now. Let's fire up with the Q&A.
What recourse does a wife has when the husband is abusive and a narcissist? The sister's question.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember, tonight also, inshallah al-Aziz, will be Q&A from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, inshallah, on Ansar Radio International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Our tour to Durban only starts on Wednesday, inshallah al-Aziz. First, we have to address the issue with the husbands. Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 4, Chapter 4, the women is addressed there. The whole surah chapter is called Nisa, the women, and Allah commands every husband, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, treat your wives with love and respect and justice and so forth. Second one, look at the practical example demonstrated by Rahmatul Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha states that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Prophet peace be upon him said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ, the best of you are the best of you to your wives and children. I, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am the best role model in the entire universe for my wives and my children. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So remember that you all must discuss these issues. If things don't work out, get the elders involved, get the ulama involved, and then see if you can make peace between husband and wife, and still nothing happens, and the husband is continuously abusing you and so forth. He, the husband, does not want to give divorce because of drugs or whatever. So you go to your ulama, your jamiats and so forth, and apply for a fasakh, that is annulment of marriage. You know, I spent 20 years in Newcastle. Sometimes cases used to come there. So Muqasim Sema, rahimahullah, our beloved principal, Allah grant him Jannatul Al-Firdaus. So remember, you used to call me sometimes, not always, sometimes. They say, come here, and there's a Fasakh case. But Maulana used to deal with it. We were just there. He used to call us the jury. He say, we are the judge, and these are the jury. You see, I remember Maulana's words. So anyway, it was just like to explain to the awam, the public, and so forth. But he should try his level best, Maulana. He always wanted that they must, you understand, jorna. They must always unite and so forth. And that's what Islam teaches us, was sulhu khair. Reconciliation is the best. We can speak for hours. But the real problem is something else. The real problem is something else. You, the ladies' family, this week, next month, whatever, your daughter, your granddaughter is getting married. What was your criteria? To give your daughter and granddaughter, in most cases, it is mal. We just look at the wealth of the boy and the family. What is the criteria when the boy looks at the lady and so forth? It's just jamal. Kitni khubsurat hai. How white she is. What color eyes? What color hair? Dang woi ke na woi. You understand? In Memon, we say, dang woi ke dang na woi. Whether they got intelligence or not interested. So the men look at jamal, beauty, and the women look at mal, and generally, few exceptions you will get. So our intentions from the start are polluted and tainted, and then everything boomerangs. Allah have mercy on us. Jaisi niyat, waisi barakat. Our intentions also are not right. Ji.
Mufti sahab, kindly explain why the Shias hate Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman, and accept only Hazrat Ali.
Remember, the Shias, you need to understand their history and geography. So in time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no Shia, but there were Sunnis. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin. Authentic hadith. Open Mishkat Sharif, open Musnad Ahmad, open Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood. You must follow my sunnah. If you follow my way, then you're a Sunni. And you must follow the right way of the Khulafa-i Rashideen, the rightly guided Khulafa, is authentic Sahih Hadith. So in time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no Shia. In time of Sayyidina Bakr radiallahu anhu, no Shia. In time of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, no Shia. In the time of Sayyidina Usman Zunnurain radiallahu anhu, the Shia Azam started. How? Go study. Whenever you speak, don't quote our books, quote the Shia books. You must understand this, ulama and students. This is a weakness on our side. We don't know how to tackle the enemy. When I speak to a Christian, I must quote the Bible. When I speak to the Jutla, quote the Talmud. When I speak to the Shias, I quote their books. So write down, students, ulama, Rijalul Kashi is a book written by the Shias, Allama Nobakhti. In there they write that the Muassis and Bani Mabani and founder of Shia Azam was a Jew. His name, Abdullah bin Sabah, and he came to Medina Munawwara during the reign of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. So this was the Trojan horse. This was, remember, the poison, Karkachor. You see that? And now they built up all these things here. Why? So that they want to bring about turmoil in the Ummah, and that is what happened. Sayyidina Usman was martyred, Sayyidina Ali was martyred, Sayyidina Hussein was martyred, all by the Khawarij and the Kuffar Shia and so forth and so on. And remember that if you study Iran in the year 640 Gregorian calendar to 1500, you will find it was a Sunni country. Imam Muslim from Iran and Imam Ibn Majah from Iran, Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu's family from Iran, Imam Abu Hanifa Rahimahullah's family from Iran. In 1501, remember that Ismail Safavi came in the name of the Tasawwuf, and he made murids, and that is how they changed it into Shia Azam. So that is what they did. Their hatred for Sahaba, they want power. So that is what they did. So they say, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, we hate him. So they're rejecting chapter 9, verse number 40. Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman, we hate them. Allah forbid. They're rejecting chapter 9, verse 100. Then they say, Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha, Allah forbid. of it is guilty of a major crime. They're rejecting Surah 24, verse 26. Shias are pakka kafir, out of the fall of Islam. I had debate with them in Iran and Qum and beat them. So you're witnesses to that till today. So go ask Saifuddin or Saifullah his name, and go ask Yasir and so forth. They were there. So remember, this is well documented, and any time we prepare to take any Shia on, man qatala al-Husayn, who martyred Sayyidina Husayn radiallahu an, nobody else but the kuffar Shia. Sayyidina Husayn cursed them. Sayyidina Husayn's daughter Fatima Sura cursed them. Sayyidina Husayn's son Zainul Abidin said, you will be told you don't belong to this ummah by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All this is documented. Remember, we translated it in English and sent it to thousands of people. So that is why today also, who sold out Ismail Haniyeh? The kuffar Shias. Take a 2 rand coin, 5 rand coin. One side put Jutla, Netanyahu, Netanyahu, and on the other side put Khamenei. It's same for us. Remember that Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah used to say, go open his masterpiece book on this topic, Minhaj al-Sunnah, whom ashaddu ala al-Muslimin min al-Yahud wa al-Nasara. For us, they are worse than Jews and Christians. That is what Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said regarding the Shias and the Rawafis, 100% kuffar there.
Mufti Saab, my question is, why is Makkah and Medina governed by hypocrite, traitors, sellout enemies of Almighty Allah?
This also was a plot and plan. You look at our Muslim countries, you look at our Arab countries. So you must remember that when did Saudi Arabia come into existence? Now this month they're going to have a big jol and a big party. 23rd of September is Yom al-Watan. That is National Day. And they have the mini flags and big flags written, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I saw with my own eyes what they do with the flags. They just throw it here and there and desecrate the Mubarak name of Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You do that, you straight out of the fall of Islam. So what they worry about Islam? So 1932, 20th to 23rd September, that Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiya, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, was established and so forth. And they had few good leaders like King Faisal al-Shahid and them. So even King Khalid was not bad and so forth. But others characterized, you must remember, like MBS and so forth. So that is why we say there is no government in the world that can be run by a family. But Ali Saud, Ali Saud means the Saud family. Nobody can question them. You question them, they put you away if you are in Saudi Arabia. So remember, or outside what they did to Jamal Khashoggi and so forth. So we must be clear on this. Our dua, and we'll end it on this. Learn this dua. This morning I made the dua again. Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. You must rhyme the words up. Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. Ya Allah, destroy the leadership of the Saudi Arabia. Remove them, Ya Allah, if they're not going to receive the Hidayat. They are not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, they are Khainul Haramain Sharifain. Go read what they did, how treacherous they were with the Palestinians and so forth, from the time of King Abdul Aziz and before that as well. It's a fascinating history. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.